Good morning, Dr. Saranga.
Hi, good morning.
Now, just first of all, what is the difference between New Zealand's COVID Tracer app and our COVID Safe app?
Right. So the New Zealand app, as you said earlier, use the APIs provided by Google and Apple. And Australia app still uses Bluetooth, but it is our own implementation. In terms of privacy, storing user data, Google and Apple API is a bit more safer and more private compared to our own implementation.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. I think at the very start of the COVID Safe app implementation, a lot of people were kind of worried about the privacy issues. So I guess despite having similar technologies, what are some of the problems? Like, I guess including privacy, but would you be able to elaborate on what some other problems might be in terms of arising from both apps when it comes to the Trans-Tasman bubble?
In terms of Trans-Tasman bubble, I mean, the main challenge is that if we continue to use both the two apps in these two countries, most likely the data will not be interchangeable. And most likely, in that case, the app will not be that useful. But also, we have to keep in mind that the app itself hasn't proven that much effective. It is part of the suite for contact tracing, but it's not the only way. But if we are to continue with the travel arrangement, I think it's best that we have one unified app over this bubble.
Well, that's exactly it. And I mean, if the downloads for the COVID apps in Australia are already pretty low, what do you think the chances are that people would be willing to download a new app just to travel?
I think for travel, you can, you know, if you highly recommend it, I would guess that people will use it. But there are questions, still there will be questions whether all the travelers will use it. And also, will it be effective as we think?
Yeah, absolutely. So last but certainly not least, do you think we could have like similar COVID contact tracing systems for other travel bubbles with other countries where COVID cases are staying low?
I think the best example we can take is what is happening in Europe, where they are using the API provided by Apple and Google across multiple countries in the European Union, where they can move between these countries. So if we are to extend our travel bubble, I would definitely think about going for a more global solution, which is the solution what we have right now as a candidate is the solution provided by Apple and Google.
Right, of course. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Saranga. It's been really great having you here.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.